So my involvement with Tickle dates back to the early days of OpenACS. Nowadays, Tickle is my hobby, and I'm here to talk to you about Ttrack, which is a package manager for Tickle extensions and Tickle itself. So let me start by showing you what I'm going to talk about. So this is the registry website we have built. We need to download the Ttrack client first. You just click on the clipboard icon and then paste it here. And then you have Ttrack installed. When it is released, it's going to be an installer, so it will ask a couple of questions, whether you want to proceed and so on. We didn't have time for that, so OK. And we will start with a new project. Let's call it Project 1. And first, we need to initialize it. OK, it is initialized. And now we can go big. We can start installing stuff. It figured out all the dependencies and dependencies of dependencies. And if I press yes, it will start installing. Let me check if the connection is working. So that's it. It will install all of those packages. Until it's done, I would like to show you a little bit of the registry website. So here you download the Ttrack client. And I have a few packages in the registry for this demo, for this presentation. For example, I don't know. Tickle here. It shows all available versions. They were all successes. It shows successes and failures by platform. And this is done through telemetry, which you can disable via an environment variable. Okay. And if we go one step further to a specific version, then we see the dependencies of that package. So maybe we choose AWS SDK CPP, for example, which has OpenSSL and kernel as dependencies, or Tink CC. Yeah, it has, and all of those are being installed right now. So it shows the dependencies and version requirements for each dependency. And there are several operators, like greater than a version, less than or equal, and so on, or the caret operator, which basically means keep the major version stable, and the minor version and patch can change, which is what you have here for OpenSSL. All right? So this is still going on. I will leave it open and start a new. I expected this would be done by now, but let's see. This is for the path variable because we did not automate it. Okay, and I have prepared another project, which is what we are when you do Ttrack LS, it shows all the packages installed. So when the other window finishes, it will be just like this one. Okay? And, as you can see, it installed Tickle 9, right? And say we changed our mind and want to install Tickle 8 instead. So it will install Tickle 8, but it will install the reverse dependencies of all the packages that depend on Tickle. And I will start this one as well, and then we can proceed with the presentation and come back when it's done. Okay. Another thing I didn't mention, if for whatever reason installation fails midway, we use Git under the hood, and it will revert back to the last stable situation of the environment. Okay. So why we are doing this? For the fun of it mainly, but I also think it will fill a big hole in the Tegal ecosystem. I must admit it is quite a big job, not just for technical reasons, but also the maintenance of the registry website, getting extension owners and users to buy in, etc. It would be a big win if that happens. So I'm also here to listen to your feedback. That said, I would like to share a little disclaimer about previous solutions. If there had been a solution that truly fit my needs, I wouldn't have done this. Unfortunately, such a solution has not emerged so far, and I hope when I explain what TTREC does, you'll see why. So in the past, a significant challenge has been the reliance on bash scripts for package installation. Traditionally, these scripts were designed to install specific versions of software packages, leading to a rigid and inflexible process. On the other hand, build tools do consider dependencies, but they were designed with one-time execution approach. And even though this helps with the initial setup, it is difficult with the maintainability of the software and updating the software to newer versions. Then we have OS package managers, for example, apt-get reported Tegal 8.6.11 on my desktop last month. And there is also VC package, which is CMake only, Conan and Xrepo, which I think is just binary builds. I don't have great experience with those, so. Okay. So to address these limitations, we introduced TTREC. While still a work in progress, it employs a SAT solver for dependency resolution and has its own JSON specification file. And it creates a virtual environment directory tree in three user modes. So it can create it in the local directory, just like what I did. It can create it in the user directory or install it as a global package, and so on. Let's see if it's done. So this one was the version we installed Tegal 8, and you can see it installed Tegal 8 and also all the reverse dependencies. The other one is still building. Perhaps the download is a little bit slow. It should be done now. Notice that not all of the packages have this line that says added dependency to spec. The reason is that not all package dependencies are direct requirements. We didn't enter them from the command line. So the ones we enter from the command line become direct requirements in the specification file, which we are going to talk about in a little bit. And the rest, they are stored in a log file, which is also a JSON file, with the version that it was installed. So as you can see, all the packages here and installed. And we can do something else, which you, it's another subcommand. I will run Tegal from TTREC, and then package require AWS S3, for example. And it's there. And if I uninstall it, it was installed within that virtual environment, within that directory for the specific version we wanted. Okay? And if I...
But the package require did it.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, the package require went to the internet, compiled it, and...
Yes, it went to the internet, and we will talk about the specification file and how it does it under the hood. I just wanted to show you what we are going to talk about so that you get the picture.
Yeah, great.
Okay, so if I install it now, and I can uninstall this one or all the orphan dependencies of this package. So this, for example, AWS DKCPP is an orphan dependency. Let me show you. If I say auto remove, then it will bring other dependencies that become orphan when it is uninstalled. Okay? But let's uninstall just this one. Okay, that's it. And then thread run again. Package require AWS S3. It doesn't find it. Okay? And you can, we did it for the local directory, but you can do it for the user directory. Let's say for the user wants to install some packages for all his installations, or for the global directory. Okay. Sorry. All right. So it calculated dependencies and everything using a SAT solver. And in the world of dependency resolution, the solver is the engine that constructs the concrete dependency tree based on a few top-level specifications. So we just asked it to install three packages, and it brought in all dependencies with the right version without any conflicts between them and so on. And we are going to see when there are conflicts what happens, okay? What we do is, in short, with a SAT solver tailored for dependency resolution, we create Boolean clauses that state that direct package requirements need to be installed, that there are dependencies and dependencies of dependencies need to be installed, and that at most one version of each package needs to be installed. We throw them to the SAT solver, and it gives us the answer, if they can be satisfied. If they cannot be satisfied, then it will provide visually a message just like this one. I will show you more examples in a little bit. The SAT solver used in TDREG is provided by the Resolvo project. They have a great team. And even though we ported the Resolvo project, it is written in Rust, I ported it to C++, but the team independently came up with C++ bindings. And that's what we ended up using. Recently, like a week ago, they asked me to open source it, and it's open source at my GitHub page as SAT-DEP-Solver C++. And it's unfinished, but it will be finished. We will finish that as well. Okay. So here is an example of an unsolvable problem. Okay. I won't go into the details for this particular one, and I will show you another one, a walkthrough example. Here, packages B and C have different requirements on package D. So B requires version 1, and C requires version 2, and that cannot be satisfied, so it says the two packages are incompatible. You can see the line I entered on the top of the page, of the slide. Okay, and we can walk through this example. So here, different versions of menu depend on different versions of drop-down. Okay, and we would like to install menu icons version 1 and internationalization version 5. So we want to install version 5 of internationalization, icons version 1, and we want to install menu. But by transitive dependencies, menu can only be installed with version 2. And this is what happens. It says that menu can only be installed with one of the following options. It ends up to icons 2, but icons 2 is in conflict with a direct requirement for version 1. And we can try this live. I have created packages for this. So ttrack install menu icons 1. And you see the output. And this all comes from the SAT solver, basically the Resolvo project. So Ttrack uses a JSON file for the configuration. The specification file serves as a blueprint for software dependencies. You can see, for example, here that AWS SDK C++ depends on OpenSSL and curl with these versions. Okay? And we'll try something else from the command line in a little bit, where we will start different versions of OpenSSL and then try to update. And then you have some built instructions. For example, here we download, there are no releases, so we download this particular branch for AWS SDK, another command which is cmd to the source directory if there is nothing else given. Here it doesn't need to unpack it. If it was downloading it, there would be a command saying unpack. And then cmake config with some options. And you see that. Let me see. OK. One thing we haven't done is to be able to publish this specification file to the registry website. So once you create your project, install the dependencies for that project, you should be able to say Ttrack publish Mangaren project to the registry website. It will upload this specification file, and in an ideal world, we will trigger an AWS code build, which will try the project and see if it builds, for example. But these are big plans. It's also dangerous. Yeah, you have to create a restricted. Come again? Yes, true. They are not arbitrary commands, though. These are a restricted set of commands. And we plan to check that the directories, when entered, are under the virtual environment. Of course, you can do that everywhere. I mean, Ubuntu can distribute a library that removes all Git directories.
If it publishes, it's trust published content.
Correct, correct. So we can discuss publishing it at the end, but the way we are thinking is for each package to have an owner. So there will be the default packages from the registry, but if I were to publish some packages as Neophytos, it would be neo/OpenSSL. And if you use it, you use it at your own risk. Yeah, it's a big discussion. So applications will sometimes need a specific version of a library. This means it may not be possible for one installation to meet the requirements of every application. If application A needs version 1, an application of a particular module, but application B needs version 2, then the requirements are in conflict, and installing version 1 or 2 will leave one application unable to run. The solution for this problem is to create a virtual environment that is a self-contained directory that contains the packages. In our case, it is called Ttrack Virtual Environment. We didn't want it to conflict with Python VEnv. So in this case, different applications can use different virtual environments. And to resolve the earlier example, you can have an application that has version 1 installed, then another application that has version 2 installed. And if the second application needs to install version 3, then you can do it without any conflict. So these are the subcommands that Ttrack supports at the moment. The init command lays the foundation by creating the virtual environment directory. The install command adopts one of three strategies, latest, locked, or favored, with favored being the default. Latest, of course, fetches the latest version of a package. That's what I wanted to show you and I forgot, but we'll come back to it. Fetches the latest version of a package. Locked, you lock the packages that you have installed already at their current version. So if you want to install a new package and there are dependencies, you say, I want the strategy to be locked, So it keeps the version stable and only installs it if it can satisfy the constraints in this way. And favored is in between the two. It's the default, so it basically means if you can solve the problem, if you can install the packages that you are being asked with the existing versions, then prefer that over the latest version. And you can change that. Update mirrors these strategies, but the default is the latest, so that you can stay up to date. Uninstall, we have seen it. It uninstalls a package. Run scripts in the virtual environment with proper environment variables. LS, we have seen, it lists the installed packages. And search, which we haven't done yet, but we will do it. It will search registry packages. Now, about the registry website, we have seen it in the demo. It is the central hub of the TTREC ecosystem. It maintains a registry of the specifications, and it also offers visibility into package details and usage statistics. Basically, it tells us about the community's preferences and trends, and it distributes the TTREC client. In an early version of it, the registry used to generate bash scripts, and then the client would install them, but then I realized that that would be a security concern for many people and for myself when I had to add a command to remove the Git repositories that we download. So now everything is generated in the TTREC client, which means we can have many registry websites and add options for overlays or just like other projects do for many years. For example, Gen 2 had it 20 years ago. And the result is, for example, here I'm downloading T web server. Here are the dependencies, and it brings in Tgol and Zlib. Then I force it, but I ask it to directly ask it to install OpenSSL version 3.0.13. Okay? And we can try this if you want. And then once the old version is installed, I ask it to update it. And it shows that it can update it. Because OpenSSL is updated, T web server needs to be reinstalled because it is a reverse dependency. And this is what happens. And uninstall, we have seen already, it auto removes orphan packages. I would like to thank Konstantin Kuznir, who helped me with TTREC. It is a privilege working with him, and I hope we will continue to work together for many years. The quote is from the article that introduced me to Resolvo project by Adolfo Gavia. Gavia, if I'm pronouncing the name correctly, and I really like it. So we plan to open source everything, including the registry website, the client, and the registry itself, whatever we have, by the time we... and this is going to be the registry website, the initial registry website. I wish that many people will create other registry websites, or we collaborate to create one registry website for that is useful to all of us. And I have two dilemmas here during the discussion. I don't want to go into them right now. It's about pre-built binaries and building from source code. So pre-built binaries, it's not easy to deal with reverse dependencies and all the different versions that are satisfied under many situations. What you can do is to create pre-built binaries for the ones that are statistically most popular, based on the statistics we keep from telemetry. But as someone said this morning, we are a very small community, so if someone is having an issue with a package and it installs it 100 times, then it disproportionately shows that it is popular. Yeah, we will solve these problems. The other thing is that at the moment, TTrek requires stating external dependencies. So if you have a dependency at CMake, we will ask the user to install it. The other approach is to install it yourself, but we will see. It's more work. What else? More expensive, automatic generation possible, and dilemma too. Yeah, so this is about who maintains the registries and so on. That's all I had to say. Stay well and take care.
Neophytos. Are there any questions? Georg.
That's amazing. First, thank you.
Thank you.
I have a clarification with respect to conflicts.
Yes.
So in the presentation, it seems that different versions always conflict. That's in real life not always the case. Often you can install different versions of a package and the program uses one or the other. Is this also possible?
Not if the article extensions, C libraries.
Yeah, okay.
Within one environment, there are ways to have multiple multiple versions of a library, but usually, in at least in the workflows I use, it's one library version per TGOL extension or C library.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
You can have many libraries installed at once, but usually you can't use more than one version of the library by a single other library or executable.
But does the resolver allow it? Or
come again?
Does the resolver allow to install two?
No, it does not. One of the constraints that we ask the solver is to install at most one version of each package. Yeah. And there, under the hood, we topologically sort the dependencies and so on. Not everything comes from the SAT solver. The SAT solver will tell you, okay, you can satisfy these dependencies, and these are the versions, but you don't know the order, for example, what to install first and what to what depends on what you are going to install and so on.
The SAT server is a server in the internet, it's not on your computer.
Come again? Right now it's on my computer,
okay.
But we will publish the website to the internet once we are ready, because we haven't finished. One of the things we want to do is, it depends. Right now it went to GitHub and brought AWS SDK CPP, for example. If for whatever reason GitHub was down or the connection was not working, we want to fall back to an S3 bucket, which the client would send a request to the registry website. The registry website will sign the request, and an S3 bucket will download the package.
I think the question was whether this Resolvo library is locally.
The Resolvo library, it's in the TTrek client. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is not going
and,
to
the and web, it's open source as well.
Yeah.
It's in the TTrek client. Sorry, I didn't understand. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions?
What does the SAT in SAT server mean? It's a popular problem called. Yeah.
What is the SAT in SAT server?
It comes from satisfiability. It's a problem that you give a conjunction of disjunctions of Boolean clauses. And it is good at solving it. If there is an assignment of values to the variables in that long Boolean clause, then it is satisfiable. Otherwise, it is not. And what Resolvo did is that it is not a generic SAT solver. It tailored the SAT solving problem to dependency resolution. So you can say, forbid multiple instances, for example. Yeah, and it solves it.
Yeah. May I ask you a strategic question?
Yes.
For package writer, what would be, or for packages, what would be your favorite place where the packages would be placed, the source code?
I don't mind so much about the source code. No. But the registry is important because if you can download it in this automatic way, it can collect from wherever it is. But the registry is important, and ideally, I would like the Tegel core team to take care of it. It's too much of a burden to take care of myself. I forgot to thank the Tegel core team for keeping the Tegel C APIs in such a good shape so that the rest of us can write Tegel extensions and show off in conferences. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions? Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Neofitos.